from Illinois Public Media. This is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. And today we're on location in Danville, Illinois. It's a community of a little more than 28,000 people in east central Illinois on the Indiana border. Later in the program, Balloons Over Vermilion, an annual festival here. But first, we're going to take on a topic we've heard about in towns across Illinois, from Peoria to Carbondale to, yes, right here in Danville. For years, young adults have been leaving small towns and mid-sized cities, making a life for themselves somewhere else. What drives people to go? What effect does that have on the community? And what about the people who decide to stay? So we begin today with people who are young adults in Danville or work to lure young adults to town at the Danville Area Community College, or DACC, DAC, if you're old school. Alexis Simmons is coordinator of recruitment and student engagement at the college. Alexis, welcome to the 21st Show.
Thank you for having me.
Also with us from DACC is Victoria Booth, who's the recruitment and engagement specialist here. Victoria, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
Dawn Nasser is director of advisement and enrollment services. Dawn, thanks for being here.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
And also with us is Jody Ingram, Workforce Education Director at Vermilion Advantage, which is an economic development organization, Chamber of Commerce. It also has a program that was once aimed at bringing younger people back to the area. It's now expanded to a broader population. Jody, welcome to you as well.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's dive right in. I should say we taped this conversation on Thursday afternoon in order to make all of our schedules work. So we're not taking calls for our show today, but you can always let us know what you thought by emailing talk@21stshow.org. I want to begin by asking each of you about your sort of history, your Danville story. Alexis, I'll begin with you.
Sure. I was born here in 1997, so I've been here for most of my life. I went to the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, and so, you know, 30 minutes down the road, Champaign kind of also feels like home in a way, but it feels very similar to Danville in that it's right here, right? We're used to it. So for most of my life, I've been here in Danville/Champaign, and I've lived a little bit in Brookston, Indiana. I worked at a summer camp there, so for the most part, always been in a small town, right? So yeah, born and raised in Danville, I went to grade school, middle school, and high school here, and then went to college really close by. So Danville native.
Yeah, probably a native and still, for now at least.
Yeah.
Victoria, what about you?
Yeah, I have a pretty similar story. Attending all Danville schools growing up, born and raised in Danville, public and private schools, and then attending DAC myself as a student right after high school for 2 years. And then transferring to the U of I in Champaign, and then coming back and working at DAC as a young adult, my first job out of college, and have always been really local and has, you know, not changed since then. So,
yeah. All right, Dawn?
Also Danville, born and raised. Maybe not the young generation that you guys were thinking you would interview today, so surprise. So I actually graduated from DHS class of 2000, did come out here for DAC for 2 years, then I went to University of Illinois at Chicago. I finished up my bachelor's degree there, actually took a year off to travel, went back to Chicago, came back to Danville for a few months, and then moved to Savannah, Georgia for 4 years.
Wow.
I moved back here at the end of 2010 and have been here ever since.
The lure of Danville over Savannah. Okay. last but not least, Jody, what about you?
I'm a Vermilion County kid. I was born and raised in Georgetown, not too far from Danville. But I was a young adult that did move away after graduating. I moved to Utah. And we lived there for a while, and then, as many of us do, we came back, and it's been great. Yeah, that's my story.
All right, so let's get into this question of, do I stay or do I go? Victoria, I'm going to start with you.
I feel like that's a loaded gun a little bit. There's definitely pros and cons to both. I think as, you know, being a Danville native, you have certain ties to the community that a lot of other people don't that may be here. You have pride in your community and you want to see it grow and prosper, and you also want to be a part of that if you can be, especially as a young adult and having new ideas and a fresh mindset. Things like that can be at the forefront, but also wanting to go somewhere and experience other things and meet new people and see new things, I think, is also something that a lot of us prioritize, especially being in our 20s and wanting different things. So yeah, I think I'd say I'd fall somewhere in the middle on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Alexis, what about you?
I feel very similarly to Victoria. It's hard because you love your hometown. You grow up with this idea that, you know, you're from home, but then you also experience the negative connotations and the things that people say. And when we get to our age, it's funny, the timing of this interview, my sister is actually moving home, and so I'm helping her. She'll be here with her U-Haul tomorrow, and she was terrified of coming back home because she's like, I don't want to be stuck in Danville. And so there's this connotation of, like, if you're here, it's a bubble and it's so small that there's no opportunity to go on, right? And her having lived in Dallas, Texas for 5 years, coming home, it feels like I'm returning to, you know, to home. Like, it just feels to some of us, I think, like this hard, scary thing. And so I've really enjoyed my time being here, and I'm glad that I did come back. But I think there's this level of experience that I feel like I'm missing out on something more as well while being here. One of my teachers in high school used to joke that I was going to come back to Danville and do really good for the community. And on one hand, I was like, that's awesome, because, and I never let him know that. I was like, no, that's not true. I would never do that. I'm going to go and live in, I don't know where. I didn't know where. But, you know, it's kind of like, that is cool to be able to give back to your community and to have this tie. In our jobs, we go into the local schools and our teachers still work there, and they see the impact that we're making on the current students, and that's really fulfilling. But being young in Danville can be really hard.
Jody, you talk with students in the area. What do you, is this a common theme that you hear, that what we've heard today?
Of course, yes. I think it's not unnatural for someone to want to explore, right? Especially as a kid, and this is all you know. Of course, you want to see what else is out there, and that's great. I think kids and everybody should get out and see what's out there. But the issue is, if you're leaving because you don't feel that there's opportunity here, or because you're not, you haven't been exposed to what is available, that's a little bit different. And I think that's what we want to work on, is making sure that when it is time to graduate or it is time to go to school, that you're fully aware that you're not leaving because you don't think you have opportunities here. If you're leaving because you want to go explore, do it. Like, travel, do what you need to do. But if you're leaving because you think maybe the grass is greener on the other side, or you don't think that you can succeed here, that's what we have to change. We have to get that story out, and we have to let students know what's here.
Yeah. Dawn, these are not new conversations, right? You've been hearing about this for more than a couple of years.
Absolutely. Even when I was in high school, you know, even straight out of high school, that debate of staying local, you know, is there a negative impression if you stay local or don't go somewhere? And I agree. I mean, I think if you can go out and adventure and learn about yourself and learn about the world, like, that is spectacular, and I think helps you grow in so many ways. But I think, to me, being here in Danville is about the people. So the reason I moved back, I had my son, and it was just, it made more sense to be with family and to be with a support system. And having been at DAC, I was a student worker when I was here at DAC, and I still had connections outside of family, and it just made sense to, you know, come back to this place that was familiar and friendly, because I think everyone can say that about Danville. We have the NJCAA tournament every year, and the coaches, the refs, like, they love coming back here because Danville is so friendly. So, you know, looking at my life and the places I've been, I did love Savannah, so that was definitely a hard place to leave. But if I were to have to choose between Chicago and Danville, I would choose Danville every day. I'd choose Vermilion County. And it is because of the people.
Yeah. All right, let me take a moment to reintroduce our conversation. If you're just joining us, this is the 21st Show. We're talking about young adults leaving small towns or mid-sized cities and heading for, in most cases, bigger cities. There are a variety of reasons people leave. Some say it's a lack of work. Some just want to branch out, or just have the feeling that maybe there's not enough for them back home. We're talking about this with several people based in Danville, some of whom have mixed feelings about this topic. We're taping at the Danville Area Community College, or DACC, or DAC. Dawn Nasser is Director of Advisement and Enrollment Services there. Alexis Simmons is Coordinator of Recruitment and Student Engagement. And Victoria Booth is a Recruitment and Engagement Specialist. And we're also joined by Jody Ingram, a Workforce Education Director for Vermilion Advantage, which is sort of like a Economic Development Chamber of Commerce organization in Vermilion County, where, of course, Danville is located. I want to share, we asked members of our texting group about this topic. We heard from John in Harvard, who said, there's a definite brain drain starting 50 years ago. No one saw a future in smaller towns as hedge funds deindustrialized the heartland. An upside is that if you are young with skills, you can live a great life, write your own ticket. Jody, is that something you hear, deindustrialization, the industries that used to be here? There was just a big office building that was demolished in Danville because it had been vacant so long?
Sure. Yeah. I said there's a lot of concerns and fears, as we just had Quaker leave not too long ago, and we've had some other major players leave the area. But to that, I say, like, let's make small good. So, you know, like, let's work with what we have. We can't go back. I know everybody wants to live on GM leaving Vermilion County. It did. It's done. It's gone. But we have a really good workforce. We have a really great community. We have wonderful people. Like, let's make what we have great. Of course, if we build that workforce, more industries will come back. They will. But we have to focus on what we have and build on what we have if we want to create the future we want to see.
Yeah. Dawn, how have you heard that conversation change over the years because of this, you know, deindustrialization that our person wrote in about?
Well, I think with GM leaving, I was always aware of it, but I was younger, so.
And maybe could you remind us what exactly was here and what's not here in terms of GM?
Gosh, I don't even know if I remember. GM was, I think, the first big one.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Recently, definitely, like Quaker, PepsiCo, UPS, the facility just closed. I honestly am trying to think offhand what I know, you know, and community-wide, Rossville over the years has had some places closed, some factories. I can't say I'm, like, particularly knowledgeable about especially some of the factories, and I think that's predominantly what has closed.
Is there a sense, I guess, that, like, if you want that job, especially one that maybe doesn't require the college degree, right, that it's a little harder to get that now?
No, I don't think so at all. There's plenty of job opportunities in factories if that's what someone is looking for.
Okay.
Now, is it what the boomer generation was a part of, like GM? I remember my uncle worked there and he retired so young. I think that's lacking, but I think that's like nationwide. That's not just a Danville issue. But no, if someone wants a job, there are jobs.
Let's talk about this idea, because one of the things we've heard from people across the state is that in some of these towns, it feels like there's just not that much to do, especially socially. Victoria, how do you feel about that? What is nightlife like in Danville?
That definitely is something that I feel like younger people around my age struggle with in Danville specifically. Whether it seems like, you know, the biggest thing to do is either go to a restaurant or go to a bar, you know, so there's not a lot of, and, you know, a lot of the activities that like the city puts on or other organizations seem to be centered around kids a lot of time, too. So it kind of feels like the 20 somethings kind of fall in the gap a little bit. So there's either, you know, it's either geared towards older people or too young of kids. So it's just kind of like the 20 somethings, early 30s are just kind of like, oh, okay, we'll tag along, but it's not necessarily geared towards us. But yeah, it's kind of a double-edged sword a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not a place to live if you want a like wild, wild time.
You know? Right.
Alexis, what do you think of that?
Well, I was just thinking that the other day, I'm involved in community theater, which is one thing that
I didn't get that.
Oh, when you say Alexa, it's the Alexis.
We should leave that in because this is real life. No, thank you, Alexa.
I was Alexis before Amazon Alexa was a thing. No, so I am involved in community theater, and that's a really great thing. If you are able to find organizations or you volunteer or you're involved in a church, like there are institutions and third spaces to be a part of, but they're limited, right? So I'm involved in community theater at the moment. We finished rehearsal, and by the time I'm directing a show, and so by the time I was done with everything and everybody had gone home, and then talking to parents and talking to a production team, it was around 8:30 and I wanted to get food and my favorite restaurant closes at 9:00 and then the only option was Applebee's or B-Dubs. And so it's like every time I want to go out to eat at night, like there are two options, right? Or kitchens close early. So even in that sense of like, hey, I'm out and I'm going, or I work late, or maybe I go to the gym, it's like if I need to go find food to eat, like there's, you know, two options. And so I think there's a lack of options as well. So while there aren't too many things to do socially for young 20s or, you know, the 20 to 30 age range, there also just isn't a variety of options either. And I think that's kind of the draw when I think about where I end up next. It's like I want a variety of things to choose from so that every single week I'm not doing the same thing, right? We have a bowling alley and that's awesome. And the bowling alley can be really fun, but I don't love to bowl. So if I go once every 4 months, I'm fine. I haven't actually like maybe go once every 2 years because I just don't, you know, it's not something I love to do. And so, you know, I'm not going to find myself at the bowling alley every Friday night, you know? And so that's where it kind of, there's just, yeah, we say there's not a lot to do because they're really.
I was going to piggyback briefly, real quick. I remember one time having a conversation with Alexis and she was saying when she was at the U of I, other students would be like, oh, I'm going to go to Danville and go to the parks and go kayaking and, or like do all these things.
Yeah.
Which I think are amazing things that we offer in the community. If you're someone that loves nature, we have amazing parks, you know, gorgeous places that you can hike and do things. But I think, again, that's like a very like niche sort of thing. Like it's for specific, you know, for a certain group of people that want to do these things.
Or those of us who grew up like going to Kickapoo every weekend and hiking. Like, okay. It's like, okay, well, I've been doing that my whole life. Mm-hmm. Like Jarlings is a huge deal in Champaign and we call it Custer Cup here. I don't, I'm like not fascinated. It's great. I love, oh, this is, go to Custer Cup. It's awesome. But I mean, I've grown up going, you know, my whole life. And so it's not like a social thing to do. It's like, okay, if I'm going to go get ice cream, I want good ice cream. I'm going to go Custer. Oh, I'm misspeaking. The Custer Cup is amazing. What I'm saying is that I'm not going to, it's as somebody who's had access to it literally for 27 years. It's just not.
It's not this. It's not going on a brochure of Danville if you're putting it together.
Well, for me, maybe for tourists.
All right, we're going to take a break on the program. We will continue this conversation from Danville Area Community College. This is the 21st Show. It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are talking about young adults leaving mid-sized cities, leaving small towns, in most cases heading off to Chicago, St. Louis, other big cities across the country, maybe Savannah, Georgia. There are a variety of reasons people leave. Some say it's a lack of opportunity, especially maybe white-collar jobs, a lack of opportunity for advancement if there aren't a lot of different industries around. Some people just want to see what's out there in the world, branch off. Or maybe they just feel like they're not able to build those social connections as well as they want to back home. We're talking about this with several people who are based in Danville, some of whom have mixed feelings about this very topic. We're taping, I should say, at the Danville Area Community College, so we're not taking calls for this part of the show, but you can always let us know what you thought by emailing talk@21stshow.org. My guests are Jody Ingram, who's a workforce education director at Vermilion Advantage, which works to encourage people to set up shop in Vermilion County. Victoria Booth, a recruitment and engagement specialist at the community college. Alexis Simmons, coordinator of recruitment and student engagement at the college. And Dawn Nasser, director of advisement and enrollment services at DAC. Small towns. Okay, we heard this idea a little earlier. Dawn, I think it was you who said it. It's a good place to raise kids, right? We heard this from Nathan in Carbondale, who said, in Carbondale, we've seen a trend of younger families moving back to town, replacing a portion of the student population we've lost in the past 15 years. These young families, often composed of people who move to larger metropolitan areas, look at the cost of living and comparable amenities at scale, you know, entertainment, shopping, utilities, school system, that kind of thing. And they realize with the viability of raising their family here is why they grew up here to begin with. So I guess, do you see that? I mean, what exactly makes Danville good for young adults with children?
I think that does make a difference. If you're in your late 20s with children versus no children, I think it's completely different. I think there are so many, a lot of things revolve around sports and activities, you know, whether it be plays, you know, so we have a huge soccer complex. There's a lot with softball, baseball, basketball. So there are always sports things to do. So I think it's just, it's such a like family environment, you know, parents are supportive of all of the children on the teams. You know, there's birthday parties, there's this, there's that. And it's just a safe place to be. Everything's easy to access. I mean, I would say maybe not if you have to take the bus. But if you have your own mode of transportation, it's easy to get anywhere at any point in the day. You don't have to deal with traffic. You don't have to deal with a lot of those things. Cost of living, of course, typically is going to be way cheaper than somewhere like Chicago or Indy. But yeah, I think just with having children, it takes a village, you know, that saying, and I completely agree with that saying. So it's easier to find your village in a small town.
Yeah. Is that for those of you who maybe don't have children, young people in your life yet, is that at all a selling point to you? Or you think like, maybe someday, but not now?
It's funny you should say that. I don't personally plan on having kids, so that's not something that's at the forefront of my brain or the forefront of a location selling point for mm-hmm. me. But I think, yeah, for people that are looking to settle down and start families, or yeah, I think that's huge. Definitely.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things to consider. I think I would like to start a family one day, and there are a lot of factors that go into like that decision and then staying here in Danville. So one, I probably won't be able to meet anyone in Danville. There's mm-hmm. so few. We had, you know, struggled to find a young man to be on the show today. And it's like, that's because they're not here. and then like we grew up in the Danville school system, and like I have my thoughts on the education I received and the quality of that education. And I think my opinion is not the fact, right? Other people could view it a different way.
Sure.
But I think I would want something a little bit different for my kids, maybe access to more resources than we even had here in Danville. And then just like cost of living is still, it's not as expensive as it would be in a city, of course. But for someone my age, like I can't afford to buy a house, and the housing in Danville is so cheap, right? So I'm renting and I'm still paying the type of money I'd pay in a city if my income was comparable here as it was in the city, if that mm-hmm. makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's hard, it's a factor, but it's like at the end of the day, like I'm going to be broke no matter what, so I might as well be broke somewhere where I can meet people and where I can, you know, have more things to do. I think that's kind of a mindset I hear among my peers a lot, is like, okay, I'm going to be broke regardless, like we're struggling to make ends meet, we don't make enough money to save, and so does it matter that housing is cheaper? Does it matter that, you know?
Well, yeah, that's the flip side of affordability, right? It can be very affordable, mm-hmm. but the wages are probably not as much as you'd get in a bigger metropolitan
right.
area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're not spending as much out at the bars and
I don't,
the clubs and all those things.
Right, that's true.
You're rubbing it in. all right, what about, I mentioned that idea of advancement opportunities as well. And Jody, maybe I'll come back to you in terms of, you know, if somebody, is it more prime for entrepreneurs than people who maybe are looking for a more corporate type, you know, role in their work life and a place where they can, you know, climb that ladder, so to speak?
Sure. I think there's a space for both here. We do have a lot of entrepreneurs. There's a really good climate for that, and we have some good resources for people wanting to start their own business. And at the same time, there are several openings within the community, and there's several opportunities for people to move up if they so wish.
Yeah. Victoria, how do you think about that? I mean, do you feel like sky's the limit, or do you feel like if you know, there are things maybe you might have to go somewhere else in order to, you know, continue building the career path you want in life?
It does seem that way a lot of times, especially as someone that's first starting their career and still, you know, gaining experience and gaining knowledge, it does seem like sometimes there is a limit on things locally. But also, you know, there's always room to grow, and there's always room to enhance things like that too. So it's hard to say. I think it also depends on the field that you're in too, because you know, ladders can be a little bit easier to climb in certain fields than others too. So,
and I guess there's only, if you're committed to working in, you know, higher education, for example, there's only the one institution here, right?
Sure.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. as an mm-hmm. example. Yeah.
And you're an entrepreneur too.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I do have a little side business myself that I kind of, a side hustle, I guess, that I've done since high school a little bit. I sell vintage clothing online.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
That's always kind of been like a second source of income a little bit here and there. So yeah, kind of tapping into that side too is kind of interesting.
Do you ever envision, you know, a storefront sort of thing for that, or is
possibly?
That, yeah,
possibly. I've toyed around with the idea a few times, but that also seems like a lot more of a headache than I would want to tackle most times.
Yeah,
so
I get that.
Yeah, I don't know. To be determined.
All right, Alexis, what would you say if somebody said, you know, be the change you want to see in Danville? Right, stay, help solve the problem.
That I might giggle because that's it feels so awkward. I need more money, okay? And not because I just want to buy things, but I feel so, the amount of times I like get stressed out about where money is going to come from and whether I'm going to have enough of it to pay rent. My student loans have been in deferment. I just finished my master's degree, and so I haven't had to pay a penny to student loans yet, but I will. And so rent, student loans, regular bills, anything medical related. I have a dog who is expensive, and so that's a choice in hindsight. I love him. He's my baby, but like, you know, I'm like, he's an expense. And a car, it's like all these things adding up. I have to be able, and I have no money to save, I guess is what I'm getting at. And so if I wanted to save money for a down payment, I might be lucky if I have like $150 at the end of a paycheck to put in savings or to invest. But how long will that take, right? And so I would love to, I mean, ideally, in an ideal world, if I could have the life I want here and if I could stay and make Danville better, I absolutely would. I think that that's part of the reason I've stayed for so long is that I want to make Danville better. I want to contribute. But without the ability to save for my future, like, I'm going to be in a spot where I can't afford to buy a house, or I can't afford to raise a family even though I want to, or, you know, my car breaks down and at what, yeah, I have the savings, but if I needed a bigger car because I have a family, like, all of these financial decisions, unfortunately, it just feels like we're kind of trapped by this pressure of, like, you have to have money in order to exist and be a human and be a thriving adult. And so without it, I hate that that's the, I don't want to sound like that's the only motivation, but it's a really big one.
And the guys, right? And the lack of guys.
Yeah. Yes.
Dawn, if these trends continue, right? And this, and to be clear, this is not just Danville. We've had, you know, we've heard this in Peoria. Yeah. We've heard it in Carbondale, Caro, all over Illinois. A lot of, like, parents who are, like, sad, of adult children who are sad that they, you know, get to see their kids a handful of times a year and they have to fly to do so sometimes. Mm-hmm. Do you, you know, if that trend continues, what does that do to Danville over time?
I think in general, the population is declining in Danville and many other places, same thing. But even as a parent, so my son is 16, you know, I'm not going to cry, no. you know, looking ahead at his college career, like he, and we talk about college, we talk about moving. He knows my experiences with traveling and I do encourage that. So I would never discourage him from being able to go somewhere. You know, it does make you a little bit sad as a parent.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think there's sometimes we just can't change that. You know, I mean, Danville can only offer so much. You know, whether it's a specific degree, a specific, you know, thing that people want to do in life, we don't have everything, and we're honestly not going to be for everybody. So I mean, it'll be hard. It'll be hard on the college. It'll be hard on the businesses. It'll be hard on everybody. And some of our conversations has made me think about our behavioral health instructor, John Wade, is always trying to push his students to come back after they graduate. We need therapists. We need counselors. We need all of these things. And there are these huge needs that we have in the community. And if people don't come back after they've been educated or they've explored the world or whatever it might be, then we are going to struggle as a community.
Yeah. Jody, what's your best pitch? So somebody is, you know, you have, maybe you get that associate's degree at DAC. You have to go on somewhere else to get the 4-year degree or the advanced degree. What's the pitch to come back?
I think it's everything that we've said. A, it's the community. Even the new small businesses that come here, they always say, like, oh, you know, I looked up Danville. I was really kind of scared. I didn't know what I was getting into. Everybody's like, oh, why Danville? And then they get here and they're like, why not Danville? They're like, this place, mm-hmm. this community is great. The people are great. They always come in on the parks. We have something really special. And the affordable housing, the low-cost housing doesn't hurt. Same thing, if you have to commute, you might as well have a little bit of a cheaper house and, you know, commute if you have to. But we'd love for you to work here. And it's, like you said, like, if we want, like, if you envision what your perfect Danville or what your perfect community would be, if we want that to happen, then you have to stick around. Mm-hmm. You can't just keep taking off, which is fine. I understand people want to leave, but... we do have a special community here, and we do have some of the best people, and we do have great young people. We have great people of all ages. So come back, work here, make your home here. We are a village. We're a team. Have pride in where you come from, and, like, change the story. Mm-hmm. We have been gloom and doom for far too long. Mm-hmm. Like, let's flip it. Let's change the story. Let's say the positive that we have. That's my pitch. Come on back.
And to piggyback that, one of the things I've always loved being in Central Illinois, we are close to a lot of things. You know, you can drive 9 hours and go to Niagara Falls. You can go to Indy or St. Louis or Chicago. Like, these two go to concerts and sports games and things all the time, you know, for a night or a weekend. So, you know, there is that availability for people to do things if they really want to also. It may not be in your backyard, you know, every single night of the week, but there are opportunities to go and see and do other things that are close by too.
It's like you can wait in traffic for 2 hours or you can drive 2 hours.
Park,
we did have a logistics company come, and I love what they said. They're like, you're in the middle of nowhere but the center of everything as far as logistics go, and that stuck with me. I'm like, oh, they're like Chicago, St. Louis, Indy, like middle of nowhere, center of everything.
Victoria, so you don't have to decide today, but if you stay or go, what would you, let's say if you do go, what would you take with you from Danville or small town culture in general?
That's a really good question. I think the sense of the pride. I think Danville, although it does have its you know, downfalls, just like any town or city does, I think there is a deep sense of pride. From people that are born and raised here, whether, I mean, we all know, it, you know, it's not perfect by any means, but you kind of carry that with you. And I think no matter where you go in the world, there's always going to be a piece of you that is in Danville forever. So, yeah, I'd say pride for sure.
Yeah. Alexis, is there one thing you wish that people understood about Danville or small towns in general? If you want to, a thought you want to leave them with?
I would say that people who decide to stay here are not stuck. I think that's a common misperception. And when I hear people tell me, like, you need to get out and you, we need to get you out of there. I don't feel that. I'm not stuck. I know the limitations.
Don't need a rescue.
Yeah. Like, I know the limitations and I know what I signed up for when I came home. You know, I wouldn't have come home if I wasn't ready to be here and to be in this small community. And I think I recognized, okay, there are going to be social experiences that I don't have right away, and they're going to be, you know, I have to drive, right, if I want to go to a concert, and whatever it is, it's like I knew that coming into this. And so you don't have to feel bad for people who live in small towns. Like, we, for the most part, we love it. Like Victoria said, downfalls is everywhere. It doesn't matter whether you live in the biggest city in the world or you live in a town of 200 people. Like, there are going to be ups and downs, there are going to be pros and cons, but there are a lot of good aspects to living life in a small town. So I don't regret it at all. And we're not stuck. We're doing just fine.
I think that's a great note on which to end our conversation. So Alexis Simmons, Dawn Nassar, Victoria Booth, and Jody Ingram, thank you all so much for talking with us on the 21st Show.
Thank you.
More to come after a short break. Stay with us.
Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next is black. So if you want me off your back, well, come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
Support for the 21st Show comes from listeners like you and the Des Moines Arts Center, located in Iowa's capital city, featuring works by regional, national, and international artists of the 20th and 21st centuries. Details are at DesMoinesArtsCenter.org.
So come on.